We're in a two-week series called In God We Trust. It's my eighth summer of taking 2 weeks out of the year and preaching messages on our godly foundation and our heritage. You can check them out, messages on George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution. You name it, we've done quite a bit. Amen? And today's a brand new message. I studied it pretty much over the last couple of weeks. And I want to present it to you today. Amen. And it'll be online. You can check it out. I'm excited. I planned this message special today because I knew the judge was going to be here. And also in our country and what's happened recently with the Supreme Court rulings. And so I want to talk about the Supreme Court today. And so let's go with the message. If you're here for the first time, realize I always teach the Bible. That's what I do. That's all I have, baby. That's all I need. Amen. Come on. So that's what we do here. But also, I love America. And we wouldn't be preaching the Bible if we didn't have the freedoms that we have in this country. So as far as I'm concerned, they go hand in hand. Amen. People ask me about the Christian flag. Are we going to have a Christian flag? I don't know how you feel about this, but it really doesn't bother me how you feel on it. See, when I look at the United States of America flag, I look at that as a Christian flag. Did you hear me? Yes or no? When I look at that, I don't have a separate one over here. When I look at our flag of this country, I look at that as a Christian flag. To me it is. I don't know what it is to you. Amen? I'm free to preach Christ in this country. And that's what God wants me to do. He wants us to live peaceably with all men so that we can share the gospel. Amen? And we're able to do that freely today. So let's go with the message this morning. I'm excited about it. And this is the man's name today. Say that with me. John Jay. Say that one more time. Now here's what I ask you to do. Be honest, because you're in a church and the Lord could strike you. Amen. Here we go. So, how many of you don't, when you put John Jay up there, you don't know a hoot about that? Can I see your hand? That's most of the audience right there. Good, good. You're going to learn today. Say, I'm going to learn. Come on, set on up. Here we go. He was the first Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court. Umero uno, first guy there. Got it? John Jay. Keep walking. The Supreme Court of the United States was ordained and established by the Judiciary Act of Congress, say it with me, in 1789. Okay, so you know a little history now. Originally consisted of six justices. There they are. They looking a little spooky. There they are. Aren't you glad we ain't putting your picture up? You probably look spooky too. Come on. Six justices, but now it's been increased to how many's on the court? Nine. How many knew that? There's nine Supreme Court justices. So there you know, you got a little bit. There you go. So from six, it went up to nine. Here you go. The Supreme Court building in Washington, D.C. was designed by Cass Gilbert. It was completed in 1935. Many of you have probably been there. As you've toured Washington, D.C., you've seen this building. Many historic lawgivers are engraved throughout the marble structure of the building exterior, including who? Including who? But now we don't believe in no Moses or nobody, do we? Well, of course we do. It's etched in stone right there, right there in the Supreme Court, okay? Come on. Who's seen holding the ten what? Not suggestions. The ten what? That's where you came from. It's etched on the stone in the building there at the Supreme Court. It's incredible. Now look at this. Wait now. This is interesting. This is interesting. On the door entering the courtroom. On the door entering the courtroom, the Ten Commandments are what? Carved into what? That's a little odd, isn't it? Can't have those somewhere else. You know, no, I got to take that down. Can't put them here. Can't put them there. But wait a minute. They're on your doors when you enter your courtroom. Is that a little goofy? Yes or no? Am I the only one that thinks that's a little goofy? Say. Just want you to know it. At the beginning of each court session, as the justices stand before their desk, the crier opens with the invocation. Here it is. Guess what it says? Say it with me. God save the United States and this honorable. But we don't believe in God. God was not a part of our founding. You understand? Yes or no? Well, we're not a Christian nation. Etched on the door, there in the building. Even a fellow comes in and says this. Are you hearing me? You might say, Clark, why do you do messages like this? Because I'd like you to get your head up. I'd like to get your chin up. And I'd like for you to live for Christ and not be ashamed of Jesus Christ. Are you hearing me? Stop it! Live for Him. Listen, but don't do like the lady did me down on Dearborn Street yesterday, where you accost people. You understand? You can be a Christian, a child of God, but if you're out there on the street and you come, you can smile all day long, but if you're coming across arrogant and you're coming across full of yourself, the world will tell you to go to where. You know what I'm saying? Say. Guys, I do not want you to be that kind of church. Did you hear me? Yes or no? I passed by and they were giving out something. And I was taking Danny and Abby to a swim little thing. I had my bathing suit on. I don't want to be ugly, but this is the way I am, Judge. I'm sorry. And I had my bathing suit on. I got the youngins and Kim, and we're walking by, and they want to give out something that's good about our country. And I said, no, thank you. God bless you. And the person hollered back at me, if you were a church-going person, you'd take one. How many know me that probably didn't go over well? Well, I turned around and told her I am a church going. I'm Pastor Gary Clark, Fellowship Church of Englewood. This is my town. You understand that? Say. Okay? And I said, last week I preached on Declaration of Independence. I said, by the way, let me ask you a question. You know who the first Supreme Court Justice of the United States is? She said, no. I said, we ought to. If you ever go to church, you're a church-going person, you ought to know that. You know? But anyway, here, don't accost people. Say that with me. Don't accost people. You won't, you know, yeah. Okay, I'll be saved then. I don't think so. I'm being ugly. Let's get back to what we're doing. Here we go. John Jay. Who was he? Here we go. I'm going to help you this morning. John Jay was the first Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. He was appointed by some fellow that's not very well known. What's his name? George Washington. Get the video that we put out about George Washington if you want to find out, man, who is a man of God. George Washington. Amen? Come on. He appointed him on October the 19th, 1789. But you know what? But who was he? Who was John Jay? I want to know him. Because I want to know, did he know the Lord? Was the first Supreme Court Justice a man who believed the Bible? Can we find out? Yeah, you can open your history books, even though the modern ones might not say much about him. But fortunately, with Wikipedia, you don't even need to go to a Christian book. Just go to Wikipedia, man. It'll tell you about this man. Amen? Come on, let's look at it. He was born December 12th, 1745. Where was he born? Say it with me. New York City. To Peter and Mary Jay. How many are from New York this morning? Yeah, look at you. That's where he was from, guys. New York. He had 9 brothers and sisters. He was educated by his mother and a couple of tutors. And one of his tutors happened to be a priest. Interesting. He attended King's College. You might not know what that is, but have you ever heard of Columbia? Yeah, it was renamed Columbia. Pretty good school. He was admitted to the New York Bar in 1768. He created his own law office in 1771. He married this lady right there, Sarah Livingston, on April 28, 1774. He was 28. Say it with me. She was how old? Whoo, watch out. 17. John and Sarah had 6 children, loved each other, and they also cared for John's brother and sister who were blind from smallpox when they were little children. So John and his wife cared for his brother and sister. You can know the character of a man because of the way he loves his family. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Amen. Come on. And guys, you can witness for the Lord till the cows come home. But if you're a deadbeat dad, or you're sorry, mom, excuse me. That speaks louder than any witness you're going to give. Are you hearing me today? Yes or no? Love your children. Yeah, you ought to thank the Lord. Love your kids. Love your wife. Love your husband. Be faithful to them. Amen. Do the right thing. Yes or no? Amen. This was a good man. He was a founding father of the United States. Okay, now you just can't make that up about people. when somebody, well, I'm a founding father. No, you had to do certain things. You had to be there and you had to be a part of it. And you had to make a big, 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 big difference to have that tag to your name. He was a founding father of this great country. He was a member of the First and Second Continental Congress. He was president of the Continental Congress, so I'd say he was pretty involved. He was the U.S. Minister to Spain. Keep looking. He was the U.S. Secretary of Foreign Affairs. Could use him today. Amen. He, along with James Madison and Alexander Hamilton, wrote the Federalist Papers. And by the way, without the Federalist Papers, there probably would not have been a ratifying of the Constitution of the United States. So, very, very important man in your freedom. Can we just thank the Lord for John Jay so far? Come on. Thank you. Because, by the way, he's in that great cloud of witnesses this morning, and he's watching. And he's cheering us on down here. I believe that. I don't know if you believe your Bible, but that's what the Bible says. We're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. Amen? My mama's part of that crowd, but so is John Jay. Amen? Come on. Saying, guys, you can make it. You keep living for God. You do the right thing. Amen? That's why we do messages like this. So, he along with John Adams and who else? Benjamin Franklin negotiated the peace treaty to end the war with who? We didn't end that war, baby. We're going to have some problems. Amen. And so it's people like this. So when you say John Jay, but when you put him with John Adams and Benjamin Franklin, well, all of a sudden, you know, this guy was a big player in our American history and our freedom. You listening to that so far? Yes or no? Amen. Keep looking. He helped write, say it with me, the what? Absolutely. He was one of the ones that helped write the Constitution of the state of New York. And also, he was the second governor of where? New York. So he's not just a Supreme Court justice, guys. This guy was there. He did a lot. He did a lot for you, a lot for me, so that we could be free. More on a side note, but it's still very public knowledge. You can find this information. John Jay organized a what? A mission society. What did it do? And he is, you know, obviously big time. He was New York. Law offices in New York, big leader into getting this country going. You know what he did? He organized a society that boycotted newspapers and merchants. And if you get John Jay behind it, it's probably going to fly. He put his name on the line. And what he did, he boycotted these newspapers and merchants that were involved in slave trading. Say that with me. Slave trading. He boycotted them. He organized against them. He provided legal counsel to free black people. What does free black people mean? There were blacks who were free, and people would come up to them and take them and kidnap them. They would take them and say, "You belong to me, boy!" And they would be taken. And John Jay said, "Heck no, that is not happening. That is not happening." He put it on the line and he fought for them. Amen? And because of him, great things happened and some of their freedoms started to happen. Can we thank the Lord for him? He was a man that worked. And he cared. Man, his efforts helped lead to the emancipation of all slaves becoming law in New York in, I think it was 1827 or 1837. It became law in New York. It was the largest total emancipation of all of North America of blacks. Because of this man's effort. Is that not a great thing? Thank you, Lord, for this man. And by the way, emancipation didn't happen until 1861 in this country. But because of John Jay, he was almost 30 years ahead of this country. Amen. And offering freedom and helping. He was, by the way, he died 2 years later after that. That was one of the last great things that he got to see in his life that happened. Amen. Keep looking. John Jay. That's what I want to talk about now. Was he a Christian? Was John Jay the first Supreme Court Chief Justice of the United States of America? Was he a Christian? Because I hear we're not a Christian nation. I hear that our founders weren't Christians. I hear all this stuff people are making up. Was John Jay a Christian? Did George Washington elect? Now, appoint to the Supreme Court a man of God. Good question. You don't know the answer? You're looking for the answer? Okay, here we go. Here it is. Well, he was at a party. And by the way, these are his quotes, not my quotes. He was at a party in Paris, France. And a lot of times they're not known over there for their Christianity. Okay? Excuse me. He's at a party in Paris. And somebody comes up to him, started talking to him about religion. And in the course of it, one of them asked him if he believed in Christ. Here was his answer. I answered that I did, and I like this part, and I thanked God that I did. Are you hearing that answer, yes or no? It's one thing to say, well, I'm a Christian. It's another thing to say, I'm a Christian, and I thank God I'm a Christian. Did you hear the little bit he gave right there? I'm a Christian, and I thank God that I'm a Christian. These words out of his own mouth. Now, we could get word after word after word. We're keeping the story moving today of his life. But he was absolutely a Christian. Romans 1:16 says, for I'm not ashamed. Say, I'm not ashamed. Of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God and the salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Guys, if we're ashamed of the gospel, then people can't believe. You understand that? If we're ashamed of Christ, that he died on the cross, rose from the dead, I'm ashamed to be numbered with him. If I'm backpedaling all the time in my Christian faith, listen, guys, are you ashamed of the gospel? John Jay wasn't. Your first Supreme Court Justice of the United States of America, even on foreign soil, when somebody asked him, he would go, yes, I am, and I'm glad I am. I thank God that I am. Amen. Say. Come on. How about you? Now, he's in his last will and testament. I'm going to encourage you to do something today after I get done with this point. In his last will and testament, here's what he wrote in his will. In his will. You can tell a lot about a man by what he says in his will or at the end of his life. Unto him who's the author and giver of all good. That, by the way, is from James. Every good gift comes from God. Amen. I render sincere and humble thanks for all his merciful and unmerited blessings. He believed everything he had came from God. Did you hear me? Yes or no? And especially for our what? Redemption and salvation in his what? Good works? In his beloved son Jesus. Did you hear the man in his last will and testament say? So did the first Supreme Court Justice of the United States of America, was he a Christian? Absolutely. Did he believe in Jesus Christ? Absolutely. So much so he put it in his will when he died. Okay? Is that in your will? Why don't you go and look at your will? Why doesn't your will, and I would dare say in this room, not a single person in this room, in your will, it gives any thanks to God. That shouldn't be on us, fellas. Ladies, listen. I would do this if I was you. When it comes about what Fred's getting and Bobby's getting and Billy's getting and they're getting. Can you, before you do any of that, give God credit for anything that Fred or Bobby or Billy's going to get? And you might see some people in your family come to the Lord. You never know. But if nothing else, when you see him face to face, he's going to go, well, good job. Good job. You gave me credit for all you left. Y'all listening or not? You think it's a good idea? Yes or no? How many think you might take me up on that idea? Give some praise to the Lord in your will. Without going crazy? Without going crazy? Did he go crazy? No, he didn't go crazy. I think it's awesome that he could do that. And today, how about it? How about years from now, when we're not here anymore, somebody might stand up or at a family reunion talk about us and say, well, you know, Granddaddy left this in his will. You never know the lives that you could affect. Amen. You listening? Come on, just think about it. Well, what do you think about the Bible? So he was absolutely a Christian. I could have went on and on and on with quotes like on that one. He's absolutely a Christian. Number two, what did he think about the Bible? Y'all listening or not? Well, you don't believe that Bible, do you? All them fairy tales. Noah and the flood, Jonah and the whale, Jesus raising from the dead. I believe every one of them. You listening to me, yes or no? I'd much rather believe God than believe you. That's ugly, isn't it? I'd much rather believe God than believe Harvard. You listening or not? I'd much rather believe that I was created and fearfully, wonderfully made than something blew up and I'm a bunch of slime somewhere. Amen. I would just rather do that. Okay? And it makes sense. It makes sense, okay? It doesn't make sense otherwise to not believe. So, did he believe the Bible, though, Clark? Well, quotes, informing and settling my belief relative to the doctrines of Christianity. I love this. I adopted no articles from creeds, but only such as, on careful examination, that I found to be confirmed by the what? You know what that says to me, church? I'm going to tell you something. So many of us, we grew up in a church. We grew up being taught this, and this is what this is. And now as we've gotten older, we realize when we start to read the Bible, it was man-made. So much of the rules, so much of the this, or so much of the that, or whatever. It's a great way to just make up stuff. And we follow it and we believe it. You know what this man did? He said, I'm going to tell you something. I didn't come to my faith in Christ and my beliefs in Christianity from some creed, but from comparing Scripture with Scripture. Say that with me. Comparing Scripture with... That's how he established his faith in Jesus and his conviction on his doctrines and what he believed. So did he believe the Bible? He believed it so much that that was the book that he used to come to Christ. Amen. Say. And to establish his faith. You listening or not? Hope you're getting something this morning. Am I boring you to tears? God, I hope not. Hope you love your country. This is Independence Weekend we have right here we're celebrating. Amen? It's incredible. He said this, by conveying the Bible to people thus circumstanced, when you convey to people the Bible, no matter what their station in life, no matter if they're high or low, whatever they're going through, you do them a most what? He said, you sure are being kind when you share the Bible with people. Did you hear the man? Keep looking. We thereby enable them. Why share the Bible? Listen to me. Why? Because you enable them that man was originally created and placed in a state of happiness. He goes on to write. But becoming disobedient, he was subjected to the degradations and evils which he and his posterity have ever since experienced. Keep looking. The Bible also informed them that our gracious Creator has provided for us a what? A Redeemer in whom all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. That this Redeemer has made atonement for the sins of the whole world, and thereby reconciling the divine justice with divine mercy. Boy, solid as a rock, isn't he? Say. Has opened a way for our redemption and salvation, and these inestimable benefits are of the free gift and grace of God, not of our deserving, nor in our power to deserve. Did you hear him? Can we thank the Lord? Come on, what's up? Wouldn't you like to have him on the Supreme Court today? I'm hoping somebody will take this video and send it to the Supreme Court justices. I mean, come on, wouldn't you think you'd want to know about the first one? If you're a Supreme Court judge, wouldn't you want to know what the first one believed? I would sort of want to know that. I'd sort of want to maybe emulate that if it was me. You hear me or not? Come on. So what did he believe? He believed that God created man. The first Supreme Court Justice of the United States of America did not believe in the Big Bang or the blow up or whatever. Not at all. He was very educated. It's funny today. People can come up with mess today and somehow we can feel uneducated and like, well, maybe so. Maybe they know more than me. Oh, he was highly educated, friend. Are you listening to me? He had the best education. It's not a lack of education, it's a lack of faith on your part and on my part. Did you hear me, yes or no? Not a lack of education. Do you have two eyeballs? Walk outside this morning, look at the plants and look up. Got a little time after church? Go to the beach. See his creation. Look around today when you go places and see a little kid, a little child. See love in action. See somebody loving on somebody. And you're telling me there's not a God in heaven? Have you lost your mind? Yes or no? Come on, come on, come on, man! So he believed in creation. So God created man in his own image, and in the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. So did John Jay believe that? Oh, absolutely. Amen. Absolutely. He believed man sinned. And he believed man has been sinning ever since. He didn't believe you could be good enough. He believed the Bible. There's none good, no, not one. All have sinned and come short of the glory of who? See? It's what he believed. Well, I don't want to offend people, you know, by what I believe. No, it's because you're weak. You're saying Clark's ugly. 3 weeks in, he's already picking on us. What would John Jay say if he walked in this morning? Oh, good. Good that you don't stand for the Lord. Good that you don't believe anything much. That's okay. Good. Think you blew up? Well, that's cool. Yeah. I believe John Jay would go, he'd tell me behind the curtain, those people are crazy to not believe in Jesus. Amen. Are you hearing me today? I know I'm being ugly. He believed God gave his only son, Jesus, as our what? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You think John Jay read that verse and maybe memorized that verse even as a little boy? I got a feeling he may have. He believed it. It's in his own words. He was always talking about the redemption through Christ. You listening today? Well, if I'm a good enough person, I can go to heaven. John would go, no, you can't. He's in heaven now. He probably go, I ain't seen any come up here like that lately. No. It's all about the Lamb of God that was slain. Amen. Come on. He believed Jesus died and rose again for the whole world. First Supreme Court Justice. Not only was a Christian, he was a believing Christian. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which also I received, how Christ died for our sins according to the what? Scriptures. And that he was buried and that he rose again the third day according to the what? Hey, guys, don't base your faith on what I say. Base your faith on the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and the hearing of the Word of what? God. That's how you get faith. That's why he had so much faith. He believed the Bible. He believed salvation is by what? Guys, that's a big deal. The first Supreme Court Justice of the United States of America did not believe you could merit your own salvation. He did not believe you could be good enough, work hard enough, give enough for God to save you. We all have sinned. We do not deserve it. You understand that? It's a free gift of God. He believed that. For by grace are you saved. Where do you get his belief from? From the Bible. For by grace are you saved through faith. That not of yourselves. It's the what? In his writings, he kept talking about redemption as being a gift, a gift, a gift. If you look at his quotes of Christianity, you'll see gift of redemption, gift, gift, gift of mercy. Salvation is a gift. It's not of what? Lest any man would what? Boast. How are you feeling about the first Supreme Court justice? Yeah, if you had a case going before him, how do you think he might do? Think you could have probably some confidence in him that he's going to probably do the right thing? Say, yes or no. Isn't that pretty cool? Can we thank the Lord for that? I love that. Come on, man. There we go. Not only did he believe the Bible, wait a minute. Not only did he believe the Bible, he was the president of the American Bible Society. That's some serious belief, ain't it? He not only believed the Bible, he believed in the Bible being translated. He believed in the Bible being propagated and going to other peoples. We had people from this country coming from all over. Oh, and by the way, when you read your history on that, many of these peoples that were coming to this country, they had their Bibles with them. They were bringing their Bibles with them in the different languages that were already translated. And they came to this country with their Bible. You understand that? It's amazing when some of the big decisions of this country were being made and about the Constitution and different things where we're seeking independence, how the Bible would be flooded in and people would be given Bibles to read the Bible. When you look at your history, the Bible played a huge role in this country. It's incredible. This man believed in it. I don't know for sure, but I got a feeling he would say that our freedom that we have today is largely due because of the Bible. Because people believe the Bible. You hear me now, yes or no? Come on, yeah, I believe he would say that. Come on. So, now did he think the United States was a Christian nation? I'm going to take about 5 more minutes. Y'all going to fall over on me or not? Okay. Did he think the United States was a Christian nation? Here's what he said. Real Christians will abstain from violating the rights of others. And therefore will not provoke war. Almost all nations have peace or war at the will and pleasure of rulers whom they do not elect. And who are not always what? Wise and virtuous. Keep listening. Providence or God has given to our people the what? The choice of their rulers. Now keep looking. And it is the duty as well as the privilege and interest of our Christian what? Nation to select and do what? Prefer Christians for their rulers. So did he believe in a Christian nation, America being a... Not only did he believe that, he believed that's who we should prefer when we elect people. You understand that? Why? Because we're based on... The principles, the fundamental principles of this nation are Christian. So if you get somebody who's not a Christian going to protect and defend something that is Christian, but they're not and don't believe it, you just got a mess. Yes or no? And that's what we have. We have a mess. You understand that? It is a mess. Come on. Boy, I just want us to hear this. I think this is, what do you, well, you might say, well, Clark, I'm not on the Supreme Court. What good is this for me? Well, I hope it encourages you. Hope it makes you love God more and love this country more and thank God for this country. But I also hope it'll do something for you. I hope it'll make you stand for the Lord. Not ever be unkind. I didn't read things that came across from him that was unkind. No. You can be loving and light and kind and salt and a blessing without waffling or being weak. Y'all listening? Say, come on. What did he think it would take for the United States to remain a free nation? I gave a message last week on this subject. What did he think it would take for us to remain free? I want to hear it. No human society has ever been able to maintain both order and freedom, both cohesiveness and liberty, apart from the moral precepts of the Christian religion. Wow. Isn't that crazy? Should our republic ever forget this fundamental precept of government? Say it with me. We will then be surely doomed. Boy, it's loud here. No, you're just loud, Gary. Did you hear him today? Any question on where he stood about his faith in Christ this morning? Y'all good? All right. You know the first Supreme Court justice of the United States of America. What's his name? Got it. Was he a Christian? Oh, did he believe the Bible? Did he help to free slaves? Yes or no? Oh, yeah. Okay. Did he think he could work his way to heaven? Did he think all his gifts and everything came from himself or God gave it to him? Did his will matter to him? Y'all like this fellow, don't you? Yeah, George did a good job when he appointed him. Come on. Oh, by the way, one last thing. Oh, no, I knew it was coming. Here we go. On May 17th, 1829... John Jay was drawing near death. after a life of serving his country, as recorded by his son, Judge William J. Oh, by the way, it runs in the family. John J. was asked. He's about dead now. He was asked if he had any words for his children. Dad, you got anything, one last thing you'd want to say to us kids? Anything to the grandkids, Dad? If you could say one last thing, Dad, what would you say, Dad? To the kids. Here's what he said. How about that for a man of God? Can you say that loud? They have the book. One more time. They have the book. Can you get crazy and say it loud? They have the book. I think you know something now, a little more than you knew when you come in the house. Amen? Come on. Yeah. The first Chief Justice, John Jay, was a man of the Bible. He was a man of the Bible. How do you answer the question? He was in Paris. The fellow walked up to him, talking religion. Are you a believer in Christ? Do you believe in Christ? How do you answer that question? How do you answer that question? Here's how he answered it. I'm going to say, here's how Clark answers it. Here's how your pastor answers that question. You got it? Here it is. I do, and I thank God that I do. I do, and I thank God that I do. I do, and I'm glad he came to save the hell raiser like me in Rockingham, North Carolina. I do, and I thank God that I do. Changed my life. I do, and I thank God that I do. I'm glad I'm saved. Are you hearing me today? I do, and I thank God that I do. Would you remember he said that? I do, and I thank God that I do. Can you say that? I do, and I thank God that I do. I like this guy. Don't you? Come on, let's thank the Lord for a good word this morning. Come on! Thank you, Lord! Praise the Lord this morning.